As we make way for our next guest, a man that knows a thing or two about both the football field and the baseball field, currently a scout for the Japanese League that's the affiliate with the New York Yankees. You know him as Oklahoma State's starting quarterback in the early 2000s and a first-round draft pick by the Chicago White Sox, Mr. Josh Fields. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys?
Good, man. We always enjoy having you on, so really appreciate you taking the time today. Everybody's kind of been on Kyler Murray watch around here, and I pulled something up on SB Nation, and they had said, you know, who better to talk about Kyler Murray than a guy who's been in this spot before, and they had interviewed you, and I thought, well, heck, I got to reach out. We got to interview this guy. So you've been through this process, Josh. Like, for you and just your situation, it's a little bit different for Kyler, but how hard was that decision for you to not come back your senior year and to take the money and be a first-round pick to the Chicago White Sox?
You know, I mean, your teammates and obviously growing up in Stillwater, going to college there, you know, I had people around me supporting me for a really long time. Those were the kind of the external, things that went into making, you know, my decision. Didn't, you know, you start thinking about you don't want to disappoint people, you don't want to disappoint your teammates, and things like that. But at the end of the day, that was kind of the first time that I had ran into the situation of, hey, this is about my future, my career, and you kind of have to, get a little selfish when it comes down to making this decision.
If a team drafts Murray in the top three rounds, how hard will they pressure him to forego any other sport and want him to begin to play baseball right now rather than allowing him to play both sports?
I'd say if he's in the first two rounds, they're gonna basically say, you know, it's time to drop football and really focus in on your baseball career. That at that point they're investing quite a bit of money into his future and his development, and I think that they'll, the third round he might be able to get away with maybe signing and coming back and playing one more year, but. I definitely think that the first two, which I think he's kind of projected in, they're gonna say, hey, it's time to start your pro ball career.
So how does that work? When will those conversations begin, Josh? Just to give people a timeline, I think I'd seen the drafts coming up the second week of June. Will teams start to put feelers out and reach out to him and his family to gauge his interest well beforehand? Or will that be a draft day type thing?
I'm pretty sure that, you know, they've been doing their research all year long, and hopefully he has a good advisor that's helping him along, you know, through this process. And so they'll be asking a lot. It's a lot different now than it was, when I was going through, because there's actually, you know, there's penalties for drafting guys and then they don't sign and different things like that. So there's a lot more background research that's going into it nowadays. And basically, I would say that if you're watching on draft day and he gets drafted, that it's very highly likely that he's going to sign and go, because they've done the research and know that they already know that that's the path that he wants to take.
Every time you turn around, his draft stock's going up. I mean, I don't know how much higher that it can go. But, Josh, what are his strengths and why is he so appealing after his results this season to Major League Baseball teams?
I think he's typically, I would say, he's probably one of the fastest guys on the field every single time. I've watched him a handful of times, so I'm going off what I've seen a couple times and then what I've heard. I mean, he's hitting four hole. He runs like a leadoff guy. Plays center field. He obviously has a strong arm. In baseball, those are all the tools that they're looking for. And obviously a high caliber athlete. And it's a sport that is forgiving of size. And I think that when you're looking at, you know, kind of comparing him between football and baseball, 5'11 plays, he's listed at 5'11, so I would assume that would be more 5'10-ish. That plays a lot more in baseball than it does in football, and so I just think, you know, when you're drafting tools for younger guys, and he definitely has all the tools that teams are looking for.
Talking with Josh Fields, former Oklahoma State quarterback and first-round draft pick of the Chicago White Sox. Also, Scott, what's the affiliate you're with of the Yankees? What's that? What's your affiliation with the Japanese team?
So I'm with the Tokyo Giants, which
Tokyo
is
Giants.
We're, I would say, a pretty well-known team in Japan, and we're as far as affiliated with the Yankees, we're the sister club. So we work with the Yankees and basically emulate everything that they do over here in Japan.
When are the Kintetsu Buffaloes going to retire Traber's number over there? Will you be willing to lead the charge?
I don't know. From the videos that I've seen, he was always the one leading the charge.
Nice.
Well said.
I like it.
Well done. Hey, so I want you to there it is, little Benny Hill.
The ultimate is off and running.
You know, Jim's talked about this some, but I think you can even speak to this even more so because you were a starter for multiple seasons there at Oklahoma State. Tell me about, because, you know, Kyler, though he had a cup of coffee at A&M playing quarterback, I mean, this guy was a high-level elite quarterback, won two state championships, never lost a game in the state of Texas. Talk to me about what it's like to play big-time college football and be the face of a program, be that starting quarterback as compared to playing baseball. And, you know, obviously that's something that Kyler's going to have to kind of have to weigh, but walk us through what that was like, just kind of the differences between the two.
I mean, you obviously in the major leagues, it's a dream come true for a guy like me, which where baseball was always kind of where my heart was, even through playing, you know, college football. But the way that the publicity in Oklahoma with there not being any NFL teams, and so basically both colleges becoming, you know, kind of rising up in the media, and you get treated as if, you know, kind of you're in the NFL even when you're in college. I would assume you would know more about that than I would. But it equals to, you know, the treatment in the major leagues as far as dealing with media on a daily basis, going out and, you know, to a restaurant or just wherever you are and getting, you know, noticed and different things like that. Like I've said before, and a couple of people have asked, it sounds really cliche, but it will come down to, you know, what he wants to do, what's in his heart. You know, he might want to forgo all of the logical reasons to go play Major League Baseball because he really loves to play football. And if that's the case, then I'm sure he'll make a decision to come back and, showcase all his ability. I had a really good football school.
Hey, Josh, if you were advising him, obviously with not knowing all the intricate details, would that be the advice? Follow your heart, do what you're passionate about above all else because baseball's still there. I mean, would that be kind of the way, if he called you and said, Josh, you've been through this, give me some advice. What would you say to Kyler Murray?
I think at the end of the day, you know, you do have to, you know, do what you're passionate about because you're going to be more successful in the long run, doing what you enjoy. You know, if you enjoy showing up to the baseball park and that's, you know, and that's what he wants to do, I definitely say, you know, go, you know, see what path or see where you go in the draft and follow that. But if he enjoys showing up to the football locker room, you know, watching film and then, you know, hanging out with the team and stuff, if that's something that he, you know, likes to do more, it's going to be a hard path to sign in the baseball draft. And you're going to be sitting there, you know, always watching games on Sundays, wondering, you know, maybe I could be doing that or something like, you know, could be watching games on Saturdays and thinking, I could have, you know, led the Sooners to another national championship. And that's, you know, that's something that's going to affect his performance on the baseball field if he's always looking back and stuff. So I would definitely say, you know, look at everything logically, and just as far as I personally, and I'm sure everyone's given him their own personal opinion, I think, you know, probably have a little bit longer career and given a couple more shots with Major League Baseball than he might be with football. you know, a guy like him, you know, typically probably gets to the NFL and gets turned into like a slot back or something like that, a slot receiver. But, you know, if, like I said, he really does have to follow his heart, because at the end of the day, he could get drafted, go in baseball just because the money's right and it sounds good, and he's miserable because he always, you know, wanted to go play football.
OSU's two games, are their magic number's two to clinch the Big 12 regular season title. It looks to me like they've got a team that might set up very well for a regional, super regional play.
I hope so, man. I know that, you know, they have been pretty incredible how, you know, they've gone about this season winning with the injury specifically to their, you know, starting rotation and a couple of their big-time pitchers that they have. So I'm excited that they are where they are. They're giving themselves a shot. I feel like that coaching staff is second to none up there. And it's always exciting to be able to follow your alma mater when they're good. And, you know, probably the feeling you get watching football, Dusty, you get to follow a good team every single fall. And I get excited to see these guys get into the playoffs.
I can tell you this, in an NFL locker room, it's always nice when your alma mater is playing well, because you can beat your chest, and if they're not, everybody's going to let you know about it. So there's no question. Hey, last thing I have, just kind of on OSU, I know Jim was very excited and passionate about it, and he talked about it, but those new facilities look pretty unbelievable. It's got to make you pretty excited as an alumni.
Everyone you talk to is talking about it. It's only about 20 years overdue, and so, you know, that's what makes it even more exciting for us. And I know, you know, just from being up around, you know, the facility and with Josh, you know, he is a firm believer that, you know, they're doing everything that they can right now. They're establishing, you know, OSU baseball back to what it used to be and what people thought about it. And adding this facility is hopefully the next step, just to take it to that next level and be where they want to be, of, you know, obviously making it to the College World Series, or at least be a contender every single year.
Great stuff, Josh. Really appreciate the insight and having you on today. Thanks, man. And get back to doing some scouting already, man. You already had too much time off.
Well, the weather's finally turning, so it makes it for a little bit.
You
got to
find
out
the next Jim Traber for the Tokyo Giants.
I don't want to get fired.
See you, man. Great stuff. Josh Fields, former Oklahoma State quarterback.